much.
Next item, 729.
Vacate Southeast 64th Avenue south of Southeast Sherman Street, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Daly.
Thank you, Mayor. Portland Parks and Recreation will be renovating and reconstructing the Mount Tabor Maintenance Yard, and as part of the improvements, PP&R plans to construct a multimodal path on city property to connect Mount Tabor Park to Southeast Division Street. This connection has been a city goal for decades, and in 2010, the path was also included on the Portland Bicycle Plan for 2030. So it looks like we're going to beat that deadline. Very exciting. Carl Arruda, right-of-way agent with PBOT, is here to present, and someone else is here as well, whose name I do not have, and maybe you're not even Carl.
No, I am. Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, welcome, Carl, and please state your name for the record.
Thanks. Yes, I'm Carl Arruda, a right-of-way agent with PBOT.
Hi, my name is Robin Laughlin. I'm the bond program manager. I'm with Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm managing the park improvement project here.
Cool.
Thank you.
And so thank you, Commissioner Udaly and Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. As you mentioned, this is a street vacation proposal connected with the Mount Tabor Park and maintenance yard renovations. This vacation proposal was initiated by the Parks Bureau as part of their renovation project. So the ordinance before you would eliminate a small piece of Southeast 64th Avenue just south of Southeast Sherman Street, where 64th dead ends at the maintenance yard. So this piece is no longer needed for street purposes, and PBOT has no intentions and has not had any intentions of pushing a full street through to Division Street. And so as part of the project, PBOT was agreeable to vacating this. And so by vacating it, the east half of this vacation area would go to the Parks Bureau, and where they would be able to use that for their multimodal bicycle and pedestrian path to connect Mount Tabor to Division Street. And as Commissioner Udaly mentioned, this has been a city goal for a number of years. PP&R completed a conditional use review as part of the maintenance plan to include this piece of the vacation area in Mount Tabor Park and to get authorization to put the multimodal path through this area. As part of the usual vacation process, we contacted city bureaus and other agencies for comments. We also notified neighbors in the designated affected area prior to the Planning Sustainability Commission hearing, and also again prior to this hearing. As part of the comments, PBOT staff requested that we reserve what we call a springing trail easement over the pathway, so that if the maintenance yard area was ever sold off or transferred to a different entity, the pathway would be maintained as a public trail. The Bureau of Environmental Services has also requested sewer easements for a sewer pipe that goes down pretty much the center of that part of Sherman Street. So again, the BES will have the easements to protect the pipe, and it'll be about 7.5 feet wide on each side of the pipe. The west half of this vacation area will revert to the two adjacent property owners on the west side, and they've both been notified of the project and they're aware of the proposal. We have a few images here, where the first image here shows the overall a plan that Robin's been working on. The orange area here shows the piece of the path going from Division Street up to the vacation area in here, and then continuing on a narrower path up towards the park. These are some renderings provided nicely by Robin, showing the view after construction is finished. The first image should be the view if you were standing in Division Street looking towards the park. You would see the pathway going up northwards. The second image is if once you're on the path and looking into what is now Southeast 64th Avenue, the vacation area, you'd see a wide path leading up towards the remaining piece of 64th Avenue. Part three, after you leave the vacation area, the pathway would continue as a narrower sidewalk type area, and 64th Avenue is over there on the left. And then the fourth image is just a different view of that corner of 64th and Sherman Street, where the vacation area leads onto the street into the narrower pathway. This is an aerial photo showing the area in yellow being vacated, with a maintenance yard off to the right and Division Street down below. And the pathway will go again from through the yard through the vacation area and then up along the area on 64th. This is some photos of the current configuration of Sherman Street and 64th on the left, the maintenance yard in the distance there. The next photo is more of a close-up area of the part of the maintenance yard. And if you're standing in the vacation area, part of it, this is where you would see Sherman Street off to the left there, and the other photo from the maintenance yard part of the vacation area. Again, you're looking towards Sherman and 64th area, and so this photo was taken from where the pathway will eventually be constructed. And again, this is looking towards the other direction. This grassy area on both of these photos is basically part of what is now legally 64th Avenue, and would be vacated. And this defense area is, I think, pretty much down the center of what is 64th Avenue of the vacation area. And so the maintenance part over there will be reverting to parks, and the grassy area is what basically would be reverting to the owners on the west side. And then the spring trail easement I mentioned, this is the approximate location of that where the pathway will be constructed by the Parks Bureau from Division towards the park. And then the more slender sewer easement area for the pipe down the center of the street. And I don't know if Robin, if you have anything else you wanted to add, or if there are any questions.
I just wanted to express my gratitude to this body for their continued support of the 2014 Parks Replacement Bond. This project that we're working on is a Mount Tabor Yard facility improvement. It was under the theme of Protect Our Workers. It's a very important piece of the bond work that we're doing here through our land use process. This was a requirement that we dedicate this full-time to multimodal use for our community, and we're really looking forward to providing that hopefully next summer. And I have been really appreciating Carl's support throughout this about year and a half long process. So thank you. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have about the project.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you for being here, both of you. Rob and I just, this morning we had four different audits that the auditor presented, and I was reflecting on the parks bond, and I'm just really proud of how it's gone. This is a great example of how we're doing what we said we were going to do in taking care of the workers. In every single project I think we've done something that makes it better. It's not just fixing, which we said we were going to fix our parks, but we're adding value and making it even better. So the multimodal path is a great example of that, where people might have said, you know, this is just benefiting the workers, what's in it for the public? Of course it's good for the public, for workers to have safe places to work, but it's also through the partnership with PBOT going to be a really great amenity for the neighborhood. So thank you both for all of your work on this.
Just one comment, Mayor.
Commissioner Fish.
You know, for 10 years, almost like a broken record, I'm used to people saying that there's something fundamentally flawed in our form of government, that everyone lives in some kind of silo, which I'm still looking to see where that address is, and that no one ever works together. And then we get a presentation like this, and I was struck by the fact, as you were sort of making the presentation and talking about all the bureaus that had an interest and how you were coordinating and how this was working out, and it's like, yeah, it's not necessarily the form of government. The way this form of government works is by having people actually talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing inherent in our form of government which prevents bureaus from collaborating at a very high level. And I just appreciate a presentation like this to remind us that our system does work when there are respectful relationships across bureaus at the staff level in particular, and we can resolve what is a mind-numbing, about halfway through your presentation, I felt like, I was starting to get a headache. It was the level of detail, but these are very complicated things, yet nothing prevented us from getting it right. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Very good. Carla, was there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Too bad. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thanks for your great work on this.
Thank you.